चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
यूनियन बजट एड्रेस लिक्विडिटी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कंस्ट्रेंट्स टू बूस्ट एक्सपोर्ट्स टीपीसीआई डिमांड्स। जून 13 लिसनिंग एक्सपेक्टेशंस फ्रॉम अपकमिंग यूनियन बजट। ट्रेड प्रमोशन काउंसिल ऑफ इंडिया हियर ऑन ट्यूजडे सेड द गवर्नमेंट नीड्स टू एड्रेस लिक्विडिटी एंड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कंस्ट्रेंट्स बाय इंक्रीजिंग the lending cap of the nationalized bank for credit financing and ensure adequate liquidity. India is at the cusp of global attention as its reputational and business equity has been growing sustainably at global stage. The government needs to address liquidity and manufacturing constraints by increasing the lending cap of the nationalized bank for credit financing and ensures adequate liquidity. The private players, including NBFCs, may also be allowed, TPCI Chairman Mohit Singla said in a statement. The focus on agri exports and food processing can take India to the position it has been aspiring since long, the chairman said, adding that also it has a great potential to address the farm distress and employment generation, the two issues the country has been struggling in recent times. The corporate tax was announced to be reduced to 25% in 2015. Today, it is 30%. The TPCI said that corporate tax reduction of 5% may be extended to all entities irrespective of cap. This will also help attract FDI to India, he said. Research and development should include product development and its value chain, as well as so that the same tax benefit is realized by export sectors. Product development is the entire process of designing, creating and marketing new products or existing products with new features. Therefore, at all stages, they need to be incentivized, the council said. Suggestions include incentivizing the exports whose geographically diversification is more and not concentrated in terms of outreach and extension product and country-wise. The TPCI said the government should incentivize thrust sectors like furniture and electrical, where India has huge competitive advantage, to boost exports. The government has extended IGST exemptions from goods procurement under certain export promotion schemes till March 31, 2020. This may be thought of a permanent call instead of an extension, it said. Company wants to tap full potential of the foreign factories. They establish and manage the foreign plants to benefit only from tariff and trade concessions, cheap labor, capital subsidies, benefit of trade agreement and reduced logistic costs. This is going to increase India's presence in foreign economy like the Chinese company are doing in African region and Latin American region, especially for MNME. The council said that interest subvention should be expanded for the entire MSME sector rather than only for export purpose, and there should be tax incentive for companies investing in organic farming, including horticulture. Restrict tax concessions to only farms which either do organic farming or export. The TPCI said tax holiday for 5 years of company investing in food processing sector and companies working in area of GLs and IPRS need to be incentivized. This budget must address supply constraints to make the export industry competitive. Incentives, therefore, should focus on the supply side of manufacturing. We need to build upon our production capabilities and reduce the trade deficit with competing countries, it suggested. The TPCI said incentives may be given to lead firms in anchoring manufacturing to create an ecosystem from where domestic manufacturing can take place, and tax holiday of at least 5 years may be given for investors in infra and logistic chain. Availability of easy loan for the intermediary goods should be used in production of finished products for exports. The TPCI said, adding that the government should address the shortage of export financing by increasing the total lending cap for the National Bank and export guarantee for places where there are no banks.